Oh, mate, it was just, you know, obviously with the tragic event that happened to Danny Jones during his game for Keighley at London Scholars fortnight ago, where unfortunately he had a massive heart attack and unfortunately passed away. So you know, there was a Just Giving page set up, and you know, obviously the whole rugby league community started donating, and Tyrone McCarthy from Hull KR got in touch with me, another guy who had a splendid beard, and he just got in touch and said, you know, if we hit the 25,000 mark, would we shave our beards off? So we did, and then, like I say, that money sort of went up really, really, really quick. So I said, if it got to 35,000, I'd cut my hair off as well. And like I say, that target's now been smashed, and everybody who's donated should be really, really proud of themselves. And long may that pot continue to grow for Danny Jones' family.
Definitely, they're well into six figures now, and it just keeps on rising. But no, I thought it was a lovely gesture what Tyke and yourself did with that. So yeah, hats off to you on that one, Kyle. I thought it was brilliant. Now you mentioned recovery. You played last night for St Helens in their 46-6 win over my York City Knights. Thanks, Kyle. Cheers. But they played well, though, did York? It's 46-6 at Langtree Park's. No disgrace, is it?
No, not by any means as well. And you know, we knew that it was pretty much their Challenge Cup final for them. You know, they weren't expected to sort of come and get a result, but you know, they played with a lot of effort and courage and spirit, and you know, it was nice for the lad who got a consolation try for them. You know, they celebrated that as if they had won the Challenge Cup. So you know, it's a good day out, and I've been there before, filling the Championship. When you play against the bigger side, it's everything that you ever dream of. You know, to test yourself against called better opposition. So you know, thankfully of us, it was job done, and we're in the hat for the next round, and that's all that matters for us to tell.
Absolutely. Now, Tyler Craig, who scored that try, is a York lad, born and bred. He's always played his rugby league in York, and I'm sure, like you say, that will have meant the world to him scoring that try last night. But I thought they did a good job over there. In the Challenge Cup last night as well, Dewsbury put up a decent fight, losing 52-10 at home to the Warrington Wolves in a big game for them to stage down at their ground in Dewsbury. And the shock of the round so far, if a Super League team beating another can be a shock, Wigan 12, Hull KR 16.
Yeah, I think the big shock with that one was the result that happened, you know, in the game prior to that. You know, obviously the Warriors hammered them, didn't they? 60, I think it might have been even 60-0.
It was 60-0, yeah, you know? That's right.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that's the crazy game that we play, isn't it, Phil? You know, just less than sort of a week later, it gets flipped on its head, and it's, you know, and OKR come away with the spoil. So, you know, like you say, it was a shock of the round, but, you know, I've been really impressed with OKR this year. So, you know, they've come up with some big scalps, haven't they? And that's one thing that, you know, that's really stands out for me in Super League this year, that pretty much every team on the day can turn anyone over, and it makes the competition so much more exciting. And as a player, it sort of just, you know, you can't have that mentality of going into a game, you know, feeling that you can just do enough to get the result. You've got to work for every point that you sort of get. And it's, you know, I'm sure for the fans that are watching, it certainly makes it a more of an interesting spectacle.
Absolutely, it's got to, isn't it? And I should imagine over there in St Helens, where you are, they're all really feeling it for the Wigan lads, are they?
I'm not sure about that. I was talking to a couple of fans outside of the game, and they said that you know, when our game had finished, I think there was still 3 minutes of the Wigan game, and they were watching it under the terraces, and they said they made more noise in that 3 minutes than they did actually watching us play. So. You know, obviously, no, I feel over here it's crazy. You know, anything that sort of leads up and around the Derby week, that, you know, the passion and the enthusiasm from both sets of fans is something that, you know, you can't really describe unless you're a part of it. So, you know, obviously, you know, I'm sure the St Helens fans have pretty much enjoyed that enjoyed watching that last night.
I'm sure they will. Now, there's two very, very tight All Super League clashes today. Leeds Rhinos against Huddersfield Giants, and our live commentary game as well, which is Hull FC against Castleford Tigers. They're two games that are really tough to pick, aren't they, Kyle?
They are, mate. Yeah, the two mouth-watering fixtures, aren't they? And, you know, I can't really... I'm looking forward to watching the Leeds Huddersfield game this afternoon. Obviously, again, they played a couple of weeks ago, and there was, you know, he finished 24-all, I think. So, you know, it's really hard to hang your hat on where that result's going to go. But again, I'm sure it's going to be a cracking tie in this competition that sometimes produces moments of magic and madness, doesn't it? So, no, I'm certainly looking forward to watching it.
That's fair to say. And then I think Hull FC Castleford, two teams that seem to blow hot and cold, really. But if they're both on the game, that'll be a cracker as well. But tomorrow, for me, is the most interesting one of the round. And it's your old team, my team, Wakefield Trinity Wildcats, bottom of Super League, really struggling at home against the top of the Championship, the marauding Lee Centurions.
Yeah. You know, I think obviously with Lee, the way they're going, I think that, you know, they've got a lot of form behind going for them at the minute, haven't they? They're playing some good rugby in the Championship, and you know they'll be full of confidence. You know, even with how they performed last year against Leeds in the Challenge Cup, and knowing that they've beaten Salford, so they've had two cracks at Super League sides, and they've come through with they've come through with flying colours there, haven't they? So they'll be fancying the chances again. But I just think Wakefield at home, it's a tough place to go. It really is. And I just think with the players that they've got coming back in, I'm pretty hopeful as well that Wakefield can put them away. I'm sure they will as well, to be honest. I think Wakefield have just got too much for them. It should be interesting, pal. It's another game I can't wait to watch. But yeah, I'll be certainly rooting for my old team on Sunday.
Absolutely, and I think you're right. I certainly hope you're right anyway. I think Lee do have a few issues, particularly disciplinary. Who'd have thought that in a team with Sam Barlow and Gareth Hawke, that they'll struggle with discipline, eh?
Yeah.
But yeah, that, it should be a corker of a game anyway, because Lee will certainly be out to make a point, and Wakefield need that win. Also tomorrow, Widnes entertain Batley Bulldogs, and Featherstone travel over to France to play Catalan, which in what will be a great day for the fans, I'm sure. Just looking at Super League so far, it's the usual teams up at the top in the mix. Leeds followed by Wigan, followed by your St Helens team, Huddersfield, and then Warrington. Salford second bottom. Has that surprised you this year, Kyle?
Not really, no. Obviously, with their injuries they've had, let's not forget when they had all them players back, they were running around about third, weren't they? Again, although Phil, it was early days. I think basically this year we're seeing more of not so much the 17, Phil. It's more of the squad, who's got the biggest squad, isn't it? Because for some reason it's been a crazy year with injuries, and I think that's where Salford are struggling maybe with the depth at the minute. Obviously they've had their own disciplinary issues as well that certain players haven't really helped them out either. So like I say, you've got your usual suspects up there, and anything from outside are sort of really. Fourth till about sort of 10th, isn't it? It's real close. So, you know, two victories are easy to come by, really, in Super League, and they can change the outcome of everything on that table, can't they? So, you know, everyone's just got to keep worrying about themselves and striving to get better every week and taking the right steps forward to look after their own.
I think you're absolutely spot on in that. But as far as you're concerned with St Helens, you're looking at the double this year?
Oh, mate, yeah, that's the, you know, that would be the target for us, pal. You know, we sort of got knocked out of the cup early last year against Leeds. It was at Leeds as well. So, you know, those games are, you know, they're tough games, aren't they, when you draw an all Super League side. But unfortunately, with cup football, someone's got to go out, haven't they? So that was us last year. But thankfully, we managed to drag ourselves over the line and win the league leader's shield and go on to win the grand final. So, you know, I think for us, anything other than a trophy is kind of our season is a failure. You know, when you come to St Helens, you're expected to win. You're expected to win trophies with the history that the club has, and it's a very proud history, and it's one that we as a group of players want to make sure that we write our own history for this great club.